Healthcare is so overwhelming. My doctors rushed through visits. I was billed for things that should be covered, and no one was really listening. I felt lost. That's why I called Solace. They paired me with a trained healthcare advocate who actually knew how to get things done. She helped me find the right doctor, coordinate transportation after surgery, and overturn a medical bill. She even joined my appointments to make sure I got real answers. And the best part? It's covered by Medicare, and they stay with you for as long as you need help. My Solace advocate is always just a phone call or text away.
96% of patients report better care with a Solace advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. That's S-O-L-A-C-E health.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-S-O-L-A-C-E. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.
In the last episode, which I didn't officially announce, but it is season 7 of this podcast, I talked about how in 2026, your podcast should be a focused solo show that allows you to solve a problem, which coupled with being authentic and actually being able to and wanting to solve that problem is a pretty potent combination to help your podcast grow. In that same vein, my focus for the Streamlined Podcaster is around the systems and automations to help solo podcasters create space so that they can create good content. And one thing I often hear when I say, oh, you should do a solo show from my coaching clients is, what am I going to talk about? Talking by myself is weird. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it. So today, I'm going to give you 3 tips for creating a great solo show. Hey, everybody, my name's Joe Casabona. I am a podcast systems coach and the evangelist at RSS.com. So I have been doing solo episodes almost as long as I've been podcasting. I think I'm a pretty good talker. I used to teach in the classroom, and that was almost like talking to yourself or by yourself. And I teach online courses. My podcast, Streamline Solopreneur, started off as an interview show, but has slowly become more and more of a solo show. So it was, I would say, like 90-10 interviews. A couple years ago, I wanted to make it 50-50. Last year, it was probably like 70-30 in favor of solo shows. And this year, it's probably going to move to 80-20. Now, from a process standpoint, a solo show is a lot easier than an interview podcast. Because with interview podcasts, you have to coordinate with guests, do research. Don't just let AI do the research. Actually do the research and tell the story that you're trying to tell with the guest. Then you have to, again, figure out a time, do a tech check with them, make sure everything looks and sounds good, make sure they're wearing headphones, make sure your guests wear headphones. Always wear headphones when you podcast. And then you have to edit. And one of my clients recently told me that they had a guest who went off book a lot and talked a long time. So then you have to make a decision. Are you going to let them ramble and take over the show and risk losing your listeners in the abyss of non sequiturs? Or are you going to spend a bunch of time editing? And I think you should spend a bunch of time editing. And this brings me to my first tip for creating a good solo show while also improving your process and making it faster. And that is how you record. So I don't release video for this. I don't think it would be particularly helpful. And I record directly into Logic Pro. I use a couple of plugins. One is VEA from Isotope. It does some equalization and boosting. And then I use 2 from Isotope RX10, which is breath control and mouth declicking. I hate mouth sounds. And so I use these plugins to take away my the heavy breathing, not all breathing, because that sounds weird and unnatural, really, like the heavier breaths I take, and any of the mouth clicking that is can be really distracting. And so by the time I'm done recording this, it will already be mastered because I'm recording it directly into Logic Pro. As far as editing for content, again, I have a general idea of what I want to say. And when I go on a tangent, I usually stop recording, delete that tangent, and then do the take again, right? In episode 701, the last episode, I mentioned right at the beginning of that episode that this was take two of the episode. And so when you do a solo episode, keeping some of that stuff in mind is going to really improve the post-production process. And I can link to some of those resources. I think Isotope RX, it's like $200, but it is a very helpful set of plugins. And it means I don't have to send my solo episodes to my editor. Now, I'm likely going to do a separate episode on if you should have video and what that means. But that does complicate the process a little bit. You know, you need to record in video, edit, and I would still master it in Logic Pro to get that consistent sounding episode, right, across episodes. But talking about editing is kind of like putting the cart before the horse, right? So tip one was editing. Tip two is actually around content. And so how do you come up with good content for a solo episode that's not just you rambling? Well, I like to write down the problem I'm trying to solve with this solo episode and then write three bullet points. This is the three tips I'm doing, three things I want to cover in, again, I try to do 3 minutes or less. I want these episodes to be about 10 minutes. So write down the three things you want to cover to help solve that problem. And that will help you stay on track and give you a general idea of how you're going to tackle this episode. It'll also give you some structure so that you're not just going, oh, what do I talk about next, right? I started with editing because that is a big process point, but knowing what to talk about is also super important. So tip one was how I edit. Tip two is write down the problem you're trying to solve for this episode and write down three bullet points for solving that problem. One way this could be really helpful, or one way to help this, I should say, is if you have segments. I used to do a format where I had one big problem, one small fix, and then feedback from a previous episode. If you look at like season 4 or 5 of this episode of this podcast, rather, I would do three stories from the podcasting world, right? So you can have segments, and then that will always give you a loose outline of what you're going to cover in the show. It makes it a little bit easier. I think that having segments does fit a longer form, right? You can maybe do 10 minutes on each segment if you want, or 5 minutes on each segment. But that's a really good way to always have like a loose outline and keep you on track. Now, the third tip is a little bit woo-woo, I would say, but I think it is helpful because you want to feel like you're talking to someone and just like looking straight at your camera or at Logic Pro or at your outline maybe doesn't feel like you're always talking to somebody. And so two ways that I have found are helpful for this, if you are uncomfortable just talking into the ether, is picture someone in your mind, picture a single person that you're talking to. This is like your ideal audience member. Maybe it's somebody you know, maybe it's a coaching client, maybe it's a friend who encouraged you to start this show. Just keep them in your mind and act like you're talking directly to them. Or something, maybe this is like narcissistic of me, but something else I have found is having my camera up. So I use Ecamm Live, and so my camera is kind of always on, and I'll have it in front of me and I see myself talking. And for some reason that helps me. But I think for most people who aren't vain, maybe is picture that one person you're talking to and like keep them in your mind, because this will, it'll make it feel more like you're having a phone call instead of just kind of talking to nobody in an empty room. So those are the three tips for having a good solo show, right? The first is all about your process, how you're going to edit, or the best way to edit. The second is around content, having good content and keeping you on track. And the third is a little mental trick to help you feel more comfortable and speak more naturally when you're doing those solo shows. That's it for this episode of the Streamlined Podcaster. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think over at streamlinedfeedback.com. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.